your local live call-in show. The time is 1:02, and we have our guests, Cindy Crary, as well as Keely Solverson from the Nolan Center, and we have Brooke Leslie in the studio. So they're here to talk about Parlor in the Round, which is happening in Wrangell this Friday. You can call in to ask any questions or just say hi. That number is 874-2345. So, hi, everybody.
Hey, June.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Okay, so, Cindy and Keely, go ahead and give me a sense of what folks should expect for Parlor in the Round this Friday.
Glad you asked, because a lot of people are asking. You'd be surprised how many messages I've received and people just confused about what it is. And that's because it's new for Wrangell. It's something that we haven't ever done before. But Parlor in the Round is the name of the traveling group, basically. And this is going to be kind of like a concert with music mixed with comedy and improv, a little bit of audience participation. So it'll be set up like kind of like you're going to a dinner, and all the round tables will be out and they'll have the stage set up. However, we're not serving dinner. We're serving appetizers. So and then there's a no host bar. So it's going to be a really fun night. Very different. A lot of music and just going to be a really good time. Going to have to give it a chance. Give it a, you know, like, it's new.
Yeah, try it out.
The way that they, so there's the producer of the show, his name is Kevin, and he works with a variety of artists, and then he tries to, in every community that they go to, pull in a local artist. And they sing each other's songs, and they do some improv in with that. And so there's a lot of talent on the stage and a lot of fun, and I just expect it to be just so much fun.
Terrified.
Yeah, Brooke's a little terrified. She's had a lot of homework.
Yeah. Okay, well, before we get to Brooke and what you'll be doing Friday, do give me a sense of, you know, just how you heard about the show and why you even wanted to bring it to town.
So I've been trying to bring different things to Wrangell. And this is kind of like if you've been to dinner theater, it's definitely sort of like that. And I just feel like I said, it's something new, and I'm trying to try new things. And so, yeah, that's why.
Absolutely. And so, and that troupe, they're based out of Anchorage, but they travel around. And they'll be coming here.
Yeah. And they're bringing a national artist as well. So, and I think that's, again, really exciting for Wrangell that we get all this talent in one little night. And it's quite a process. And Brooke, I'm sure, will cover it here in just a minute. Brooke Leslie was selected to be the local artist that is joining the troupe. And, you know, it's quite a process to get selected. And so I'm really excited that she's going to be joining.
Yay, Brooke.
Yeah, so come out for something new, but also come out for your homegirl.
You know? Exactly.
Yay.
If you haven't heard Brooke sing in a while or play, she is going to be amazing.
Right on. Okay, yeah, Brooke, let's switch it over to you. So I'm really curious, just, you know, how were you even approached to this process and why did you accept it?
I was landing in Wrangell, coming out of a conference, and got a text message from Cindy, who thought I might be interested because she knows my background in music. And I tend to try to encourage myself to put to just put myself out there whenever the opportunity arises, because we live in Wrangell and there is not a whole lot of opportunity for musical adventures here. And I had a phone interview with Kevin and he wanted me to do it. It was a pretty big challenge. It is a singer-songwriter forum, and I have not written a lot of songs in recent years, and so I've done more covers, if anything, and honestly hadn't done a lot of music since I broke my wrist. So I thought, okay, it's fall time, it'll give me something to work on, and it's a terrifying project, but we'll see how it goes. I'm excited for it-ish. it'll be fun. It's like throwing yourself really back in there. And the other two artists, I've got to have a teleconference with them. Kat is from Alaska, and she does a lot of stuff up in the Anchorage area. Sounds like she has either played with Dara before or knows Dara. A lot of the listeners probably recognize Dara's name. Dara Rolatis is from Wrangell. She did music out of Juneau for a while, and so Kat comes highly recommended by her. And then people can get a preview of Chris's music on Amazon. Or you could probably even play it too if you wanted to just get a sense of what type of music these artists play. Primarily, it's going to be piano and guitar, and they're soloists, but we also get to collaborate on a song together, which will be interesting. So, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, and yeah, so you mentioned that you were sort of, you weren't actively songwriting at the time.
Oh, no, but I am definitely actively songwriting now, or writer's blocking now. Whichever day you approach me, it might be different.
Yeah, how many new songs did you write?
Two full new songs, mm-hmm. Two half new songs, one quarter new song. Okay. And then I have a song that I'm going to play that I wrote quite some time ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're still working on some of those songs for Friday?
I am working on one more song. So there'll be a total of four songs that are my original pieces, one of which will be covered by one of the other artists, and then I'll perform it as well. And then I'm also going to be covering one of Chris Parika's songs.
Okay. So Chris Parika and then Kat.
Kat Moore.
Mm-hmm. Kat Moore. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, and so all the new songs that you wrote, give me a sense of how long, like, in what time frame did you write them?
I think Cinny messaged me, middle of October. I think Kevin mm-hmm. called me the following weekend, so, I don't know, right before Halloween.
She's been doing a lot of work. Yeah. I wanted to kind of add something, though. If you look up their music, it's a lot of what they do so in their solo career is very different than what's going to be in this evening. This evening is a compilation, and it's meant to be like a lot of fun with comedy, and so
it's upbeat.
Yeah, I wouldn't suggest that if you researched their music that is what you're going to see this on Friday night. Just it's going to be a little bit different.
Yeah. So, okay. So, Brooke, you've been preparing for, about a month, and just getting out. I mean, not actively songwriting to very actively songwriting. Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about, from your perspective, what is the show going to look like? How have you been preparing with them? How's that going to play out?
So Kat and Chris are going to have an opportunity to actually do this show together with an Anchorage guest artist in Anchorage the night before they come to Wrangell. And then after they visit Wrangell, they're going to be hopping on a jet boat headed to Banana Point and then doing a show in Petersburg mm-hmm. the following night. So I think that's Saturday night.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. Cindy knows more about that interconnectedness there. But essentially, they're going to hop off an airplane. The sound check will happen very quickly. And we're going to sing for the first time together on stage, collaborate for the first time together on stage. The audience is going to get to see all of it in the raw. form. And they also get to participate, too. And so as far as preparing for it, a lot of it is done on your own. We've had a couple emails where we fill out information just to sort of give a background on who we are as artists and where our musical inspirations come from. Mm-hmm. And one teleconference, and then you pick someone else's cover song and you work on your material. Mm-hmm. And then it's all thrown together on stage in a really exciting way.
It's going to be fun. Brooke's just nervous.
Yeah.
And then I would also just suggest that if you kind of want to get a sample of what it's going to be like, just to go to parlorintheround.com and check it out.
Yeah, they have videos on there. Mm-hmm. Those I found very helpful.
Yeah, the videos will kind of give people an idea about kind of how the show is led. You know, the producer leads the show and prompts all of the musicians. And so that's kind of how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then either one of you all, give me a sense of what is the participation, the audience participation look like?
Well, we don't want to give it away.
Okay.
But basically, there's little like note cards on the table, and the audience gets to, in some way, write something down that the will be prompted, and then they'll pick certain ones, and they'll have to sing about those things.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So I don't know. It sounds to me like, I mean, if you watch it, it just looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. And Brooke, I mean, you know, you said you wanted to take advantage of the opportunity to do this.
Yep.
Yeah. And maybe just give me a sense of, like, what is your sound? What have you been trying to do this past month? What have you been realizing about yourself as a songwriter?
What I've been trying to do is, with the songs that I'm writing, taking different approaches to each one so that they have a different feel. There's not one necessary theme for the songs. So you get to have a different sense of the different types of music I can write. And also giving the audience, when keeping the performance in mind. So, you know, you don't want to sit there and listen to three sad songs, because that is often a good motivation for music writing. But you don't want everyone to, like, get done hearing you sing and think, like, wow, I just feel really sad right now. So you definitely want to mix it up and throw in some new things in there. So the biggest challenge for me is just kind of dusting off the old brain for chordal progressions and tying that together in unique and creative ways. And then being inspired or led by coming up with a melody or a lyric, and then collaborating the two. It can be quite a process. Sometimes it comes easy. So, like, I tend to be a half songwriter. So, like, half of the song comes to me, like, really fast and super easy, and it comes together. And then I just super struggle with the other half, which tends to be more on the lyric side of things. Okay. So that's my own personal challenge.
Yeah. And what are your lyrics drawing upon usually? You know, are they sort of like surreal and whimsical, or is it more like just slice of life, you know?
I would say that my lyrics tend to draw upon the feel of the melody that I have developed. So depending if I'm playing in a major key or a minor key, the tempo that I'm playing, and that tends to lead the mood, which then tends to lead the feelings. And for me, sometimes it's about myself personally. Other times it's just about life experiences in general. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say that in case people are trying to kind of get a feel for what the music style is like, I would say Brooke is kind of jazzy / folk-like. Is that kind of how you'd describe yourself, or maybe some of these?
Yeah, jazz, folk, kind of. Well, it's a piano accompaniment, so I feel like it's kind of hard to throw piano in folk, but yeah.
Yeah, this is exciting.
Very different styles of music, but it'll be really fun.
Yeah, and original music, which I feel like we're kind of lacking in this town. So I'm excited. I'm glad you are a part of this.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely challenging. So it's like, you know how they always do those New Year's like resolutions, do your winter challenge. This is my fall challenge, my fall music challenge. Hopefully it really inspires me to like just really delve back in it and continue after this, because I've had a little bit of a hiatus there for musical things in general.
I'm wondering, have you had any points where you were self-conscious, like, either when the guy was asking you to be that person or just during the songwriting process? Have you thought, oh no, it's really me, I'm the one that has to do this, you know, maybe I'm not? Because you said that you hadn't been songwriting for a while.
You hadn't. So yeah, it's a pretty vulnerable experience, because it's your lyrics and your melodies. So in some ways it's a reflection of your creativity or yourself. But when you have such a tight deadline, you don't really get a lot of chances to be super picky. You just have to throw it out there and go for it. And so in some ways that's a good challenge for me.
Yeah, exactly. Very cool. Yeah, this is a creative adventure, and yeah, people, you needed the deadline.
Yeah, the deadline really, really inspires you to finish those half songs.
Rock on. Okay, so we can wrap up our conversation pretty soon, but, you know, Cindy and Keely, I'm wondering, you know, did you ever question the feasibility of putting this production on in a small town, either in how new and different it might be, or just, you know, the size of the town?
So, I mean, there's always a risk in anything that is new and different, but that's a risk that I'm willing to take. I think that it's important for Wrangell to experience new things, and you know, we're going to try it and see how it goes, and we're going to try other things, and hopefully the Wrangell likes it and comes out for it, so that we can continue to bring new and different things to the Nolan Center.
Yeah, and I mean, the Nolan Center has really been putting on a lot of events. Oh my gosh.
I was listening to the community calendar this morning, and I was like, at the Nolan Center, at the Nolan Center, at the Nolan Center. I'm like, yep, we're busy.
It's good.
Yep, it's very good.
Yeah, I mean, just since you guys have been in My Bridge, then Chipwrecks, and now this, I mean, in a very short amount of time.
Which is good, and that's what we want to do. And I think one thing I can say is, if you're on the fence or you're not completely understanding what this is all about, I would just recommend coming and finding out and having fun, because you'll have fun no matter what. But also, you're helping support us being able to do different things. So maybe this isn't 100% what you're into, or maybe you are into it, you just don't know yet because you haven't done anything like it. But you're helping support future things as well. So maybe this is something you're like 80% into. Well, maybe in a couple weeks or next month, we'll have something that you're 100% super excited about. So it's all about supporting the creativity that we're trying to bring to the Nolan Center.
Yeah, good point. And for $20, like, it's really, that's a very, you know, good price for what you're going to get.
Yeah,
it's going to be a really great show. And like Keely said, like, come support the creativity.
Yeah, and Shauna Buness is making appetizers. Yes! So, I mean, $20 to get some Shauna food?
Yes, exactly.
I mean, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And there's the No Host bar.
There will be some drinks.
Okay, cool. Our kids, welcome.
It's 21 and over.
It is. Okay, thank you. Yeah, so yeah, support what the Nolan Center is doing as far as bringing you some cultural events, creative events, that it's hard to see any other kind of organization or facility bringing to town. And then support your girl, Brooke Leslie.
Yes!
Dude, she's putting herself out there.
Yeah.
Sure am. And I want to just emphasize again, audience participation by just even showing up to the event is super vital to the success of all of this and to make the artists feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we hope to see you there.
Cool. Okay.
And let's show these people that are coming from different places, you know, that a little town like this can really turn out. Like, I can't imagine what they're expecting. You know, I don't think they realize how small this is. So if we have a great turnout, like, it would just be so great.
There are some really great questions in the teleconference about, wait, we're taking a jet boat? Where's Wrangell? It's an island?
Right.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah. So they're used to some pretty big crowds. So it'd be awesome if we could show them that there's big support for this and our community.
Right on. Okay. Then before we leave, tell me, when is this again?
It is this Friday, the 22nd. It starts at 7 p.m. It's $20 for tickets in advance that you can buy online. You can go to the Facebook event page and just click get a ticket now, or go to eventbrite.com and enter Parlor in the Round to get a ticket, or just call the Nolan Center and we'll figure it out for you. And we'll be out selling tickets today somewhere.
Cool. Yes.
One of the stores.
Yeah.
One of the stores. Has not been determined.
One of the grocery stores. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Cool. Okay. Well, thank you all for coming in. I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah, you'll be there.
Yep. Tell your friends and family. If you're hearing this, tell somebody, pass the word.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, Brooke, really, thank you for coming in today. And I'm really excited to see your stuff.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Okay. So you have been listening to Talk on the Rock, your local live call-in show. As always, we will be back next week with another guest. See you then.